Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. How are you? I am doing fabulously. Is that even a word? Fabulously. I make up words all the time, but you all know what I mean. So I am sitting in a room in LA all by myself. It's the first time I've had this kind of space in a long time. I've been a mama for 18 years and I just dropped my daughter off at college and she is starting her new chapter. I am starting mine, and I am currently practicing just being, which as much as I talk about this concept, it's hard for me. I'm such a doer. I'm very ambitious, probably like a lot of people listening to this, and I stay very busy, and especially when you're a mama, right? You're always, you know, running around and taking care of errands and doing laundry. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting in this space and realizing, wow, I have really nothing to do right now. I mean, I always have stuff to do, but in terms of that obligation that comes with motherhood, which I know is going to continue. I mean, I haven't kicked her out completely, right? I'm still responsible, or at least I still feel responsible, but it's an interesting place to be in. And what I'm realizing is that this new chapter is opening up more space for something that I am passionate about, which is leisure. I think it's so important for women to have leisure time in their lives, which is what today's podcast is all about, how to become a lady of leisure. So I want us to talk about Paris, because if you don't know it yet, I'm in love with Paris and the French culture. And around 5 o'clock in the afternoon in Paris, it's not uncommon to walk by the Café du Fleur in Saint-Germain in Paris's Left Bank and find women doing nothing but sitting at a table, staring at the world passing by. And then across the city in the right bank, you'll discover a woman lying on a blanket with a book in her hand in the Jardin des Tuileries. Along the Seine, women will stroll, not power walk, with no apparent purpose other than to enjoy the moment. Sounds heavenly, right? But then, changing the gears into overdrive, across the Atlantic, American women are going to gym classes they loathe. They're writing newsletters they dread sending out each week. They're heading up committees that are uninspiring. They are eating foods that don't nourish them. They're taking little Johnny to his SAT prep at 12 years old. They're staring at Facebook or folding mountains of laundry from clothes they don't enjoy wearing. And then we wonder why our culture is full of women who are uninspired, exhausted, struggling with their bodies, and depressed. However, to suggest to a woman that she takes time for herself seems so unacceptable as her picking her nose in public. Women will say to me, "I can't do that. I have too much to do." But personally, what I've discovered is that underneath the endless checklist and mindless doing are women living in fear, mostly fear of the future. What if little Johnny doesn't get into Ivy League school? Or what if I gain weight? Or what if I'm not on Facebook and the world forgets me? What if my business fails? What if people judge me? You know what I'm talking about. I've done it. I suspect that probably you have too. And sadly, these false fears keep women on this treadmill of life, running them ragged. And therein lies the big difference between the French and the American culture. French women are natural ladies of leisure. I don't know what happens. They are trained differently than we are, but they tend to live in the present moment. they view time very differently than their American sisters. Time is not something to fill with mindless doing to avoid future calamity. Time is something to fill with pleasure, to enjoy that which you have right now in this moment. This is why you'll find a French woman lingering over long lunches, taking a little or a lot of extra time to finish a project, or spending her evenings luxuriating in a bubble bath. She's not in a race to get there. She desires to maximize here. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. She's not in a race to get there. She has a desire to maximize here. I am convinced that this is one of the French woman's secrets to that je ne sais quoi that we often speak about, that I don't know what she's got, but she's got something I want. She avoids the constant state of tension caused by bracing herself for an unknown future. Instead, she's relaxed, fully engaged with the mystery of life, understanding that life is always unknown. Even when we think we know the outcome, we don't. Life is always a mystery. So, as a woman who used to fear leisure time, my French sisters really showed me that my home will not fall apart if I choose to skip folding laundry to read Proust, or my business will not crumble if I choose to take a mini sabbatical. A woman that carves out time for leisure and pleasure is a woman that actually creates space for inspiration, connection, and love. So, this is a very short podcast. I just want to throw this concept of leisure out there for you, because I believe in leisurely hustling. I believe there are seasons in our lives where we are hustling, we are creating, we're out there doing. And I equally believe that we need to take time to have leisure in our lives, to slow it down a little bit, to celebrate what we have right now, to savor this moment. So I want to challenge you to test drive this French feminine secret. And you can start by spending 20 minutes each day doing something just for the sheer pleasure of it. That means no goals, no agendas, no needed outcomes other than your own enjoyment. And of course, I always love hearing your thoughts around these podcasts, because I know that sometimes these things can bring up fear, they can bring up concern. And so if that's happening for you, or if you have some insight, head over to tanyalee.com, to the blog section, click on this blog, Lady of Leisure, and share with us in the comments how you are creating leisure in your life. And here's my promise to you, that by becoming a woman of leisure, you will make your life so much more rich, more powerful, and you will be more impactful than ever. French women know this, and I want you to know this too. So, with that said, I am heading to the beach. I am going to take a book. I am going to sit there and do nothing but just read, maybe playing the ocean for a bit, because again, I know that right around the corner, I'm going to need to hustle. So this is my time for leisure. Make sure you carve out time for leisure in your life. I look forward to talking to you in the next French Kiss Live podcast. And until then, go out there and French Kiss your life. Cheers. Oh, I almost forgot one more thing. I actually created this incredible ebook called An Insider's Guide to the French Way of Life that shares some of the things that I have learned from the French culture that will inspire you to elevate the quality of your life. If that is something that you're interested in, head over to tanyalee.com/insiders-guide and grab your free copy. I hope you have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you soon.